Well, listeners, today's editions of My Indonesia highlights, the Indonesian government optimizes its Java's fishery to support food self-sufficiency. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, KKP, is intensifying efforts to boost fishery production in East Java, aiming to achieve food self-sufficiency by 2027. A key strategy involves expanding aquaculture activities, as highlighted by Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono during a food coordination meeting in Surabaya, East Java, as reported by Antara on Wednesday, 8th of January. Minister Trenggono noted East Java's vast potential in both captured fisheries and aquaculture sectors. According to KKP data, East Java's total fishery production in 2023 reached 1.2 million tons, generating a production value of 27.46 trillion Indonesian rupiah. Furthermore, exports in 2024 are projected to hit $1.5 million, accounting for 27.99% of the region's total export value. To realize a protein-rich, fish-based food self-sufficiency in East Java, Minister Trenggono emphasized enhancing aquaculture production, which has been a significant economic driver. Between 2020 and 2023, aquaculture production outpaced captured fisheries, with aquaculture yielding 598,000 tons annually compared to 536,000 tons from captured fisheries. In addition to optimizing existing aquaculture potential, the ministry plans to revitalize 27,110 hectares of underutilized fish ponds to support the cultivations of saline tilapia. This revitalization is part of a broader program targeting 78,000 hectares of eel ponds along the northern coast or Pantura, spanning from Banten to Banyuwangi in East Java. At least 8 districts and cities in East Java will host these revitalized aquaculture zones. Minister Trenggono urged local government and authorities to collaborate with national agencies to bring this ambitious plan to fruition. The revitalizations of 78,000 hectares of eel ponds in Pantura is set to transform them into productive sites for saline tilapia farming, with implementation scheduled to commence in 2025. That concludes today's My Indonesia.